be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. His disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are speaking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." But Jesus answered, "Do you believe now? Behold, an hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own house, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will find trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. We were with the Gospel of John there early last week, and then we went into the Ascension and we switched Gospels. But for these few days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I think maybe even on Thursday, we're still anchored into chapter 17 in the Gospel of John, which is part of the very lengthy five chapters of the Last Supper teachings of Jesus. Clearly, it would be a very long supper if all of this was spoken at the Last Supper. So clearly what John has done is a literary genre. He has taken various important teachings of Jesus and he has framed them into the Last Supper in order to emphasize their significance and their importance. So let me look at the short excerpt we have here today where Jesus says, "I know you're sincere, but you will be scattered and you will abandon me and you will leave me alone. You will fail." Which suggests to us that failure can be a time of grace where we discover something we may not know unless we have failed. There's a very interesting parable in chapter 13 in Matthew, and it also appears in chapter 8 in the Gospel of Luke. And if you're at home and you're looking at your Bible, look up chapter 13 or chapter 8 in Luke, 13 in Matthew. And it's a sword that goes out to sow the seed. And there are four places where the seed is sown. The first one on rocky ground, on the pathway, and the birds come and eat it up. The second one is on rocky ground where there is no depth in the soil, and it takes root at the beginning, but there is no depth, and then it doesn't grow and it disappears. The third one, it's sown among thorns, and the thorns grow up and they crush the growth and there is no harvest. And the fourth one is, it's on broken ground, on soil which is broken, and then it takes root and then it produces a harvest. The ground must be broken by failure, by suffering, by reversal in life. It's only the ground that's broken in which the seed can grow. That's what Jesus is teaching here. You will fail. Don't get discouraged when you fail. Failure can be a moment of grace, a moment of teaching. If you don't fail, you will never discover that the love of Jesus is not dependent on your loving Jesus. The Lord is going to love you no matter what happens. And when you discover that, then you will go through a conversion. Until you discover that, you will not go through a conversion. The seed will not grow until you have seen your failure and you have carried suffering in your life. Then the seed of God's word will grow. Look up chapter 49 in Isaiah the prophet there in verse 15, a very famous excerpt from Isaiah. And he says, "Can a mother forget her infant or be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even if she should forget, I will never forget you. See, on the palms of my hands, your names are written." Now, that's a very important teaching to draw from John's gospel, because in all human relationships, in your friends at school, your friends, if people offend you, you tend to walk away. People who disappoint you, you take them off your Christmas card list. You know, I mean, that's what we do. We have this conditional love. But the infinite love of God is not conditional. It's not based on our response. Jesus is going to love us no matter what happens in life. Jesus loves all people. The people that go to church, they're loved by God. We don't earn it. We don't merit the love of God. It's a free, absolutely free, unconditional gift. Now, the more we discover this, that's when we become disciples of Jesus Christ. And speaking here, he said, "You will abandon me. You will deny me. You'll walk away in my time of crisis, but I will never abandon you." That's a great teaching. And it's meant to speak to us about people who fail in our lives. And when we're followers of Jesus Christ, we forgive them. We understand them. We make allowances for people, even though humanly it has limitations. That's the call of discipleship. So wherever we find people that offend us or people that disappoint us in life, don't be harsh. Don't make harsh judgment. Listen to the power of Jesus Christ in your life, and you will find a way to reconcile, and you'll find a way to forgive. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.